Welcome to a refreshing podcast from Life Church. Get ready. The Word of God will be planted into your heart and will produce God's best in your life.
Yes, hallelujah. I'm feeling really good right now. I feel God's presence here, and I'm very, very excited. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for an awesome time in the Word of God. Thank you that you are already here. You have already been ministering to us. We thank you that we are recipients of your grace. We thank you, Lord, that all is well. Lord, we are speaking to the storms, and we're declaring that it is now well. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we're releasing this word that, Lord, just as Jesus rebuked the winds and the waves, we are doing the same. And we're declaring that every troubled water right now is becoming still in our lives. We are walking and living in the season of rest in Jesus' name. Do you believe that this is your resting season? Come on, troubles, waters are passing away. They're being stilled over your life. This is your resting season. Amen. Amen. I'm so excited. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk to you today about how to celebrate life. And the reason why I'm sharing this is, as I declared last Sunday, that this is a time where we're going to be focusing on celebration and resting. We're going to be celebrating life, and we're going to be resting. This is my second week back from being on a sabbatical, 6 week sabbatical. And thank you for your gifts of love. Thank you also for those who gave to me for my birthday. I really do appreciate all the gifts that I received. And if you didn't, it's never too late. So thank you. I do receive all that you've given. I'm just excited. I just feel a joy that's in, I don't know, it's inexplainable, but I just feel a joy that is erupting in this place. I'm really, really excited about that. But anyway, I declared that this would be a season of rest. The Lord led me a few weeks back to Leviticus 20:25, where God commanded the nation of Israel that on the seventh year, every seventh year, that the farmers of the land would not work the land. They would let the land rest. So you got to understand, these are slave people. These are people who are used to working every single day. They get no money for working. All they know is working. And here God steps in on the scene, and he says, okay, I want you to work, yes. I want you to be diligent, yes. But I want to prove something to you. I want to prove that your life is not consisted in the works of your hands. I'm going to demonstrate that even when you don't work, even when I command you to take a day off, like Sabbath, the Sabbath day or Saturday, I'm going to show you that I'm still going to provide for you. You're going to be well. Amen. Matter of fact, I'm going to talk to you about fasting, and you'll see that when you fast, it's not going to be the end of your life, because you will not live by bread alone. You will live by the words that come out of my mouth. So in other words, I want to teach you how to rest. I want to teach you that you don't have to work for everything you have. You don't have to live this life like a rat race, you know, and just struggling and working, and everything is by your own power. No, we're going to rediscover that God is the one who sustains our life, and we can rest. You don't have to worry about your life. You don't have to worry about your future. You don't have to worry about where the next check is going to come in. No, God is the sustainer of your life. Can you believe that? Amen. I want you to believe that with me, that God is the sustainer of my life. Yes, I will work. Yes, I'll be diligent. Yes, I'll use common sense. Yes, I'll invest. Yes, I'll do those natural things. But in all of that, I know that it's not by the works of my hands. It is by the grace of God. Amen. And so you are going to get off your grind, and you're going to get on the grace of God in the name of Jesus. Amen. We will work. Yes, we will be diligent. Yes, but we will experience the grace of God. And this is what you call rest. This is what you call rest. The Bible says that we should labor to enter into rest. We should work to enter into rest. That means work is part of the kingdom of God, but it's working with a different mindset. Amen. And when you see that, and when you live in that, you can celebrate. You can, that's another word for resting, celebration. You'll see that in Genesis 2, verse 2, that God rested, and another word for that word rest means he celebrated. So what was God doing on the seventh day when he wasn't working? He was celebrating. What do you do when you're not at work and you come to church on the weekends? We're celebrating. Our worship services should be a big celebration time. Amen. That's why we worship God. That's why we sing songs. What are we doing? It's not a Bible teaching time in terms of a Bible study. Of course, you learn about the Bible. I'll preach to you. You're going to hear the word. But the predominant focus of a Sunday morning service or a Sunday afternoon service is to celebrate the goodness of God during the week or for the week. That's what Sunday is about. That's what Sabbath is about. That's what resting is about, is declaring that God has been good to me, and I've come with my brothers and sisters to declare his goodness. So today, I want to share with you how to celebrate, because a lot of people do not celebrate life. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever accomplished something good happened in your life, and you chose not to celebrate it? Think about that. Have you ever graduated school and skipped the graduation ceremony? Have you ever accomplished something, but you just didn't want to tell anyone about it? You didn't want the attention that it brings when you declare, God is good to me. You ever got a raise and you felt, maybe I shouldn't tell my parents. Maybe I shouldn't tell certain people that I'm paid. Right? Sometimes God is doing something great in our lives and we're afraid to share it. God ever doing something amazing and you say, man, I should testify, I should tell the goodness of the Lord, but you decided not to. Think about that. Let me tell you something. There is a danger in not celebrating. I want to encourage us. This, for the next 12 months, oh God, I'm just trying to hold it all in. I'm just so excited because I see it so clear in my spirit. For the next 12 months, we're going to be highlighting everything that God is doing unashamedly. Unafraid. We're going to really put it on front center that God is good to me. Amen. And so many times we'll experience the goodness of God. You'll experience God doing something amazing in your life. And you're going to feel like, well, should I? No. By the end of the 12 months, you're going to be on high. You're going to be like, listen, I have experienced God too much of his goodness for me to remain quiet. I'm going to testify of the goodness of God. That's what Sunday is about. It's celebrating and it's telling your story. It's telling what God has done for you. Praise the Lord. So let me know, I didn't plan to say this, but let me say this right now. It's amazing because I sort of could consider this a small thing, but it's not. And the Lord showed me, a lot of times I do things in your life and you overlook it. You say, oh, that's just a small thing. Now, I've never been in debt seriously, like other than my house. That mortgage is a devil. That mortgage is serious. But I remember a couple of years ago, my boiler broke down and a couple of things happened and, you know, this and just, you know, Sophia's school and my wife is saying she has to go to private school. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. You know, and all these little things were going on. And we just amounted about, I'd say about $10,000 of debt. And that bothered me. But do you know the last 2 weeks, I can declare, other than my mortgage, we are completely debt free. Amen. That's something to shout about. Amen. Now, the reason why we could have paid it off a long time ago, right? That's why I was like, oh, is it really a testimony? I never felt like I was drowning in debt, you know? But I felt like, you know what? This is something to highlight that we are, not completely, because that house is next, amen. So just stretch your hands towards me. Say, Freedom Mortgage, you're gonna be paid off. That's the name of my bank, amen? Freedom Mortgage, amen. Glory to God. That's what you got to do. Just stretch forth your hands or whatever. You're going to be paid off. So this is what I want us to mirror. We're going to be declaring the goodness of God. That's how you celebrate life. Amen. So let's look at this. Luke 17. I'm going to read a quick story here. And I'm going to start at verse 12. It says, then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. Somebody say afar off. Say it one more time. Afar off. That means they weren't close, and that's significant. I'm going to tell you why. Of course, we know lepers could not be in community. They couldn't be touched. They couldn't touch. They were considered unclean, so they had to be far off. But this far off that I'm really talking to you about is significant for you'll see what I mean by that. They were far off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So they had to yell this because they were where? All right, praise God. So when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. So when he said it, they weren't cleansed. But as they went, they were cleansed. Amen. When he said, go, show yourself to the priest, they weren't clean then. But as they obeyed, as they listened, as they started to walk, as they went, and I don't know how far they went, but as they were on their way, immediately their leprosy was cleared off. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen leprosy. We don't, thank God, we don't have a lot of that today.
But if you've ever seen pictures of leprosy, it is a horrendous disease. I mean, it's literally like parts of your body and your face are so corroded that it looks like it's falling off. I mean, it is a horrendous thing to suffer. Okay, so this is what they were suffering with. Verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice. What kind of voice? He returned with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face and his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Praise the Lord. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to them, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Praise God. I love that. Now, I want to share four things with you from this passage. Three things from this passage and one thing from another. So four things in general of how to celebrate life. But Jesus sees this. He says, okay, this is amazing. I know 10 were there. One comes back. He says, where are the rest? Where are the 9? Only one person came to give glory to God. And what the Lord put in my heart, and this is going to sound a little harsh, but I really want you to really capture this. And the first way to celebrate is to don't be numb and dumb, but acknowledge the goodness of God in your life. Don't be numb and dumb. The reason why I say that is because a lot of times we do experience the goodness of God. We see the goodness of God, but we're numb to it. We're numb to it. We sort of go on pilot mode and we just live life. And we're numb to the gravity of the situation, how it could have been. But God stepped in, intervened, and made it different, made it well with us. And we're numb to it. We take it for granted. And this Samaritan, and I love the fact that he was a Samaritan, he was a foreigner. That means most likely the rest weren't. Because Jesus signified something different about this person. No one except this foreigner. So that means the foreigner, the one who didn't have the quote-unquote right to be healed, didn't have a covenant with God. The people of God were the people of Israel. Samaritans and others were on the outside of that. And Jesus marveled, is it only this foreigner that came to give God glory? In other words, the rest of them were numb and dumb, to be honest with you, for they failed to acknowledge the goodness of God. And so these days, as I'm preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself, my prayer is this: Lord, cause me never to be numb and dumb. I want to be highly sensitive to what is good in my life. Sometimes you just have to look at your family and say, this is good. Sometimes you got to look at your children and say, this is good. Sometimes you got to look at your church and say, this is good. Sometimes you got to look at your job and say, this is good. I'm working. I have money in my bank account. This is good. Lord, I'm not going to be numb to it. You know, I woke up without pain. This is good. Anybody ever woke up with pain in your body? No, that's the worst feeling, when you wake up with pain. But anybody know what it feels like to wake up pain-free? That's good. Don't be numb and dumb to it. Lord, I want to acknowledge the goodness of God in my life. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, that's an awesome way to live. That's how you celebrate life. You celebrate life when you're not numb to the goodness of God, when you're aware and you're highly aware of what God has done in your life. The second thing I want you to keep in mind with this story is that celebrate alone even if you have to, or celebrate even if you have to do it alone. The Lord just showed this to me very clearly, because I love, as you know, I love to really picture the scene. So imagine you have 10 people. I'm going to do something a little crazy. Can I have 10 people just stand up? The first 10 people here, just come up, please. I didn't plan to do this, but hey, we'll do it, because I want you to get a visual of what this looks like. We're all lepers here. Give me 10 people, please. The first 10 people. All right. So we're all on our way. We got 10? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, cool. So we're all lepers. We all are unclean. And I'm going to be the Samaritan, the one that's not numb and dumb, okay? So we're on our way walking, right? And then all of a sudden, bam, we're clean. And we're looking at each other like, yo, how do I look? I'm good. And everybody, come on, act like you guys are good. Let's act. You were once ugly, okay? You were once a leper. Look at yourself. Whoa. Oh my God, your nose is back. Give me a mirror. And we're all excited. Think about it. You were once unclean. You were once an outcast. You couldn't even be near your family. All of a sudden, we're all excited and we're pumped. And then one person says, let's go back. I can't imagine the one person just left without trying to encourage everyone else to go. It just wouldn't make any sense to me. I'm just using a little freedom in my creativity to imagine that one person said, oh my goodness, Jesus actually did it. Let's go back. I know we were afar off. I know it's a far distance. It might take us some time to get there, but let's do it anyway. And what did the rest of the nine do? Nah, later for that, man. Let's go to the priest. Let the priest declare us clean so that we can go back to normal living. And that one Samaritan was like, yo, we'll do that, but let's really go to the source. Let's go to the source and acknowledge what just happened. And the rest of the nine was like, yo, I'm just too excited. You go. You tell them that we said thank you. All right. And we got to go to the priest. Yeah. And that one Samaritan, thank you guys, came back to Jesus and said, I got to give you thanks. And here's the key thing I really want you to remember. Many times people don't celebrate because they are afraid that no one will join them. I don't want to invite people to my party because they might not come. I don't want to acknowledge this because people might not enter into the joy that I'm experiencing. I don't want to really get too loud about what God has done for me because people might look at me strangely. A lot of times what hampers our celebration is we're too concerned about other people and what they're thinking and if they will join us. But this Samaritan said, later for y'all. If you don't want to go, if it's too far off for you, that's okay. I'm going to celebrate the goodness of God in my life. This is how you celebrate, even if you have to do it by yourself. Have you ever done anything by yourself? No one called you. You said, you know what? I'm going to call on the Lord. You know, no one wanted to go with you. You went alone. Amen. Everyone else was just busy. It's not that people don't want to. Sometimes people just can't. Okay, did you decide, well, I guess I won't do anything. Or did you decide, okay, I have great friends, great family, just a bad time. No problem. I'm going to celebrate even by myself. Amen. And a lot of us, I think oftentimes we get caught up in this place where we won't celebrate unless we're joined by others. We won't release what God is. We won't express ourselves the way God wants us to. The third way I want you to learn how to celebrate is found in verse 15. Let's go to back. Go to verse 15. Do it loudly. Somebody say, do it loudly. Can we go to verse 15? And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with what kind of a voice? A loud voice glorified God. Oh, I love that. You know, when I saw this, what came to mind is that we live in a world that wants to constantly silence you. I want you to realize we live in a world that is constantly attempting to silence you, tell you what you can't say, tell you what's not cool to do, tell you the rules, tell you what is permissible, tell you what's not acceptable, constantly telling you that what you feel like saying, you better not say. You understand what I'm saying? And so many times, you might be in an environment where you feel to express the glory of God. You feel to say, thank you, Jesus. Yes, I'm in my cubicle, but I just want to say, thank you, Jesus. You know, I remember a story where Jesus was entering into Jerusalem on a donkey, and they were declaring, Hosanna to the King. They were lifting him up. And then the Pharisees and the religious leaders said, teacher, do you see what they're saying? Rebuke your disciples. That's the spirit of the world to tell you, you can't say that. You can't do that. That makes me uncomfortable. I don't want to hear that. No one wants to hear that. No one wants to accept that. No, I want you to do this. Do it loud and do it proud. Celebrate the goodness of God that is being demonstrated in your life. Do not be afraid to give God the credit for it. Don't do it just when you're around church people, Christian people, people of like precious faith. No, do it even in the face of the unbeliever. Do it in the face of those who don't understand what it is for the power of God to enter their body. Do it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I was in Best Buy last night, and it was a young lady helping me with something. And I was actually with Pastor Maurice, and she indicated to me that she had a headache. And I've done this plenty of times before, you know. And I said, oh, let us pray for you. She's like, oh, no, it's okay. You know, it's all right. Yeah. You know, I remember another time where I think I was in the gym, you know, and I saw a woman just holding her head constantly. She was just, you know, just in pain. I said, listen, I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. I believe in the power of God. Can I pray for you? I see that you're in agony. She was like, okay, sure. You know, right there, right in blink, you know, right before I left, laid my hands on her head. Bam, headache gone immediately. I mean, she was literally in pain just at the front desk, just couldn't lift her head up. Let me tell you something. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be loud and proud about being who we are in the name of Jesus. And so every time that you feel Satan wants to silence you, I want you to shake off that fear, that political correctness, and be bold, be audacious to declare who God is to you. Yes, I believe in Jesus. Yes, I believe he's the risen Savior. Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe he's Lord. Yes, I believe he's the soon returning King. Yes, I believe. Anybody believe today? This is what it means to celebrate. When you celebrate, you don't do it in a corner. You don't do it quietly. You know, oh, there's no. You will come out. You make it a parade. That's the real pride in Jesus' name. Glory to God. There are people who will parade their beliefs, and that's fine. Praise God that you have the freedom to do so, but we have the freedom to do so as well. Amen. Amen. We can, listen, you know us, we love everybody. No condemnation to anybody. But listen, no one's going to tell me that I am condemned for believing in Jesus. No one's going to tell me that I'm condemned for expressing my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to be bold about it in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is what you do when you live a life of celebration. Amen. I'm excited about that. So I want you to know right now, you are free to be loud. Come on, let me hear your loud voice. Hallelujah. For those who don't know, maybe it's your first time, when you come to worship here at Life Church, I want you to understand that you're free to be loud. You don't have to be quiet. Sometimes I could see it. Some people want you guys want to get loose, but the person next to you didn't get loose yet. No. Do it alone if you have to. You understand what I'm saying? So that person didn't say amen yet, so you said, let me not say amen. No. Do it alone if you have to. Listen, maybe the Holy Spirit is not working anything right now in you. You'll catch up. I'm going to dance. Amen. This is why when I'm here, and you guys, this image is very familiar to you, right? You right? Because you guys sit behind me. So you constantly see this, right? I'm not waiting. I'm not waiting until everybody is lit. No. I'm getting in right now because God is too good to me. Glory to God. And if you're going to live a life of celebration, you cannot wait to celebrate. You can't wait for perfect circumstances. You can't wait until this happens, until this person joins, until this person agrees with me, until this person is at peace with me. No. I'm going to do it right now. That's how you live a life of freedom. You do it loudly. And the last thing, I want you to go with me to Luke. I believe it's Luke. Glory to God. Do we have that? Luke 1, verse 57. Now, Elizabeth, this is the mother of John the Baptist. She was pregnant with John the Baptist. Now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered. Oh, I love that. And she brought forth a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, what did they do? They rejoiced with her. When her neighbors and relatives. So when I saw this, I wanted to tell you this very simply. You might be sitting here and you feel like, okay, Pastor, this is great. I love the joy. I love the excitement. Celebrate. I don't really, I don't really know what to celebrate in my life. I can tell you there's a lot to celebrate. But if you're having a hard time figuring out what to celebrate in your life, I want you to do what Elizabeth's neighbors and friends did, and relatives. They saw the goodness of God in her life and said, just because I may not recognize it, maybe it's not happening in my life, maybe I'm not pregnant with John the Baptist, maybe I'm not experiencing this, but you know what? I see the glory of God happening there. So let me scoot on over there and let me celebrate with you. That's how you live a life of celebration. You join in on the party. If you didn't start the party, join in on it. That's how you live a life of celebration. And so sometimes what we need to do is we need to see what is God doing in other people's lives. You know, sister, I just want to call you because I see that God is doing something great in your life. Let's celebrate. You sure it's about me? Yeah, I understand it's about you, but I want to celebrate what you. I want to see what God is doing in your life. Bro, I see you got a new job. You posted it. You know what? Can we go out and celebrate? Can we go out and do this? Let's commemorate what God is doing now. Sometimes you got to do what Elizabeth's relatives and neighbors did and join in with the celebration. That's how you live a life of celebration. And let me tell you something. You have a lot to celebrate. You have a lot to celebrate. And that's why we have to begin to pray, Lord, show me what it is that you're doing in my life. I'm thinking, I don't know why this comes to mind, but you know, I think it's Fat Man Scoop. Is that Fat Man Scoop? What is it? Who is it? When I say you say Oh, that's not Fat Man Scoop? Who is it, please? Let me clear my throat. Oh, you guys are really saved. I like that. Praise God. I thought this church was like, But you guys, that's not Dougie Fresh. I'm not that saved. I know that's not Dougie Fresh. Who's that? DJ Cool? All right, cool. DJ Cool. Man, I wish I had you on the drums. Because when I think about that song and the things that they celebrate, hold the chicken heads, be quiet. You got a $20 bill, throw your hands up. You got a $20 bill, throw your hands up. You know what I'm talking about, right? And everybody's in the club like, yeah, you know? We want a whatever with no strings attached. I'm not going to say the words. And everybody's got the drinks up. Yeah, celebrate. And then people come to church and like, I don't know what to celebrate. We'll celebrate the $20. How about that? What happened to the $20? What happened to the real here? You got real here. Well, celebrate that. How is it that we in the world, we can celebrate those things and we come in church and we forget the goodness of God? You have a lot to celebrate. And I want you to live a life of celebration. That's the kingdom way. Amen. Let me tell you something. The more you do that, the more you can live an empowered life, an infectious, joyous life. That's what God wants of us, to live like that. And so tomorrow, Monday, I want you to declare, Lord, this is the day where I'm going to acknowledge your goodness. I don't care what comes my way. I don't care what happens today. I'm going to declare your goodness in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to set my course, or my life's not going to be set by what happens. No, I'm going to set the course right now. And the course is this, that this will be a life of celebration in the name of Jesus. Difficulty will come, yes. There will be challenging days, yes. There will be moments of sadness, yes. All those things will happen, no doubt about it. This is a part of the life that we live. But in the end, those things will not determine my joy. My joy will not be determined by if someone proposes to me. Somebody say amen. My joy will not be determined by if I get this raise next week. My joy will not be determined by if someone makes amends with me. No. My joy will be anchored in who God has made me to be and what he has done for me, and I will celebrate that in Jesus' name. That's how you live a life of celebration. So who's going to be celebrating? Are you a one or are you a nine? I'm talking about the 10 lepers. Are you the one or are you the nine? Trick question, right? So all my ones, would you just stand up and would you declare God's goodness right now over your life? Come on, celebrate his goodness. Hallelujah. Our God is good. I declare that I am a one. I'm the one that will declare his goodness. I'm the one that will declare his faithfulness. I'm the one that will declare who he is. I'm the one that will not complain, but I will give praise. I'm the one that will dance. I'm the one that won't wait for the music to start. I'm the one that will lift up my hands. I'm the one that will look in spite of what's going on, and I will shout. I'm the one that won't wait for others to join me. I'm the one. Come on, if you're the one, would you give God a shout? Hey, I'm the one. I'm the one that won't allow myself to be depressed. I'm the one that will declare that God has been too good to me. I'm the one that has been healed. I'm the one that has been saved. I'm the one that has been delivered. I'm the one. Come on, if you're the one, shout one more time. I'm the one. Hallelujah.
This concludes today's message. If you need prayer, want to give a donation, or would like more information about Life Church, visit us at www.nylifechurch.com.